Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9, and I thought I'd spend a minute talking to you about Minecraft. It is a Microsoft product, which is really cool. I had heard of the game, but I had never played it. And so when I first logged on and I started playing, I thought, boy, this is kind of boring. What do you do? I mean, how do you get things to work? And so one of my friends, he showed me how you actually can play this, and it's fantastic. It is literally like Legos on steroids. And the coolest part, I think, is not necessarily the actual game itself, but that you can actually interact with other people. So notice here that you have a multiplayer setting where you can actually play with other people. And I thought, boy, where can you sort of get these servers? And there's a really cool executable that you can download and set up on your machine or put on a VM. But I thought I'd show you a quick way to get this up and running on Azure. All right, so I'm going to open the Azure portal. And notice that this is the preview portal. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and create a new VM. So the standard way of setting up this Minecraft server is you have to download the server executable, you have to run it, you have to put it on the VM, make sure the Java SDK, the Java runtime is installed, and then you have to go ahead and open the port, and it's kind of a hassle. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go here to the virtual machines and go to more. Take a look at that. We have Minecraft server as a default virtual machine that you can set up. So I'm gonna click on it. Notice that all the information is there. I'm going to hit create. And notice that now all you have to do is configure the particular VM. Notice this blade system is really cool for seeing what's going on. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over here to pricing tier and show you that it actually tells you the pricing. Now, when you're looking at this, you're thinking $44 a month, that's crazy. But if you think about it, that's for if you're using the VM the whole month. What if you just want to log on and play with your friends for a couple of hours? It's not going to be that much. You can also look at other pricing models. And it's really cool because it shows you what's in the machine. I hate making machines and making sure they're installed, the network's installed. This is literally like creating Poof Magic VM. So I'm going to go ahead and hit A0 standard because, I mean, I don't need that much power. I'm going to hit select. And now notice that you can pick the subscription that you want to be in. I'm going to go ahead and choose the West US because that's where I'm located. And I'm going to call this my Minecraft server. And my username is going to be Minecraft. All right. I'm going to go ahead and give it a password, a very secure one that you will never guess. Looks like it doesn't even like it. So I'm going to have to do something even smarter than that. All right, and hit create. And now we wait. All right, I wanted to check back in to see how everything was cooking. Notice it says it's still creating the Minecraft server, but let's take a look at what it looks like. So let's go to browse all. And notice that this time we created a virtual machine. So I'll go to the virtual machine. I'll go over to the Minecraft server and it looks like, yeah, it looks like we're running. Let me go to all settings and show you something interesting. Notice that right away, the endpoints were already set up. Notice this is usually the Minecraft port that we use to connect to Minecraft server. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go ahead and pull the DNS name and I'm just gonna copy it. And now let's go to the actual Minecraft game and go to multiplayer. Let's go to add server and we'll call it our Azure Minecraft server. And for the server address, I am going to put in what we copied. Now I'm gonna hit done. Look, there it is. So I'm gonna go ahead and play it. All right. And we are playing Minecraft on a terrain that's generated on an Azure virtual machine. So now your friends can log in and play in this world as well if they have this DNS name. It's pretty fancy, huh? All in like 5 minutes. That's the power of Azure. You can do tons of stuff with it, even stand up your own Minecraft server. All right, we'll catch you next time.